Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of Delay, Don't Deny, Living an Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting after learning how to delay my eating rather than deny myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here, so let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 112 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Kit McCall. Kit lives in Herman, Maine, where he is a video producer. Welcome, Kit.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So nice to talk to you today.
You as well. I'm excited to chat.
Well, you know, I like to start by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting and when was that?
Absolutely. So the very quick, simple answer, my wife.
Oh, smart so, woman.
But so I can explain that a little bit.
And thank you for listening. It's been a great episode. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks.
Thank you. No, right. So your wife, tell us about that.
Yeah. So my wife and I, this is maybe closer to 2 years ago, I came across a type of workout system, I guess, or video system. And it had also incorporated intermittent fasting. And, you know, I showed my wife, and this was something we wanted to try. And to keep it brief, we tried it, went maybe a couple weeks, and then it just fizzled out. A couple months after that, my wife was just, she really wanted to stick to it. And a friend of hers had mentioned your book, Delay, Don't Deny. So she had got it, picked it up, read it, and she was off and running. She stuck with the intermittent fasting for several months. And, you know, I saw such an amazing transformation with her that it just finally inspired me. And I said, I have to get on the bandwagon here. So that's kind of how it was really brought to me. You know, I had explored it for a couple of weeks on, you know, with something else, but it wasn't until her success, you know, reading your story, your book, and it just kind of stuck from there. It's been quite the lifestyle. We love it. And for me, it's been great, you know, to have my partner in life on the same level, you know, so we kind of help each other out. Yeah. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, y'all were trying the workout system with IF, and I'm not familiar with, what was that called? Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, I think it was like six pack abs.
Okay. But they had you doing fasting.
Yeah, they had intermittent fasting. Yep. Yep. Which, you know, I mean, it was what it was, you know, it just, for some reason, it just, we both didn't stick with it until, you know, my wife had read your book, and then, boy, she stuck right to the lifestyle there for several months, and yeah, it was an amazing.
When did she find Delight on Danae?
Sure. I would say she started, like, once she read your book, she's probably been about a year, probably close to a year and a half now. And I, myself, was just my 1 year anniversary. IF anniversary was April 1st, so just several weeks ago.
Awesome. Yeah, we're recording this in June 1st is the day we're recording it, although it will not air until September, but that's okay. I just wanted people to have that time constraint in mind. So you just had your one-year anniversary, and she's been doing it for about 1.5 years then.
Correct.
So tell us about, you know, what results have you both seen? So we'll start with, you said she inspired you. So she did it for, you know, a few months before you really dug in, and she really inspired you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to hear about these stories, and it's another to see photos, you know, of people and see their stories. But it's an entirely different thing when you live with someone who is transforming in front of you. That's what happened with me. It was just one of those things, kind of like an epiphany type thing.
Besides just obviously the way she changed physically, you know, obviously she lost weight. What other transformational changes did you watch her experience?
Yeah. So anxiety lessened, stress lessened for her, metabolical things changed for her as well in a dramatic way. So yeah, it was just an overall health and wellness and clarity of mind. We argue less too. Not that we argue really bad, but you know, I mean, it's healthy to have little arguments. Yeah, you know, we're just both feeling so much better about ourselves. More projects are getting done around the house, and we want to go and do more things. And
we have more time to devote to that because we're not always thinking about what are we going to have for breakfast, what are we going to have for lunch, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what has she struggled with her weight all of her life? Have you? Or is this something that was just like a little bit to lose or a lot to lose? What's that backstory?
So we're both, I'm 41, she's 40. So she's never been overweight, you know, throughout her life. I have been a little on the chunky side. You know, I'm a big guy, big bone, 6'2", and I've always been on a workout routine for a few months, and then I get off that routine for a year. So I always have a roller coaster. I gain some weight and then I lose it, I gain some weight. For me, the last time I was really in shape, I was doing P90X program. This was back when I turned 30 and was probably in the best shape of my life. And after that, I hadn't done one again. And throughout my 30s, it just slowly crept up. The weight kept coming on and on. As you had mentioned, I do video production. So there was one project back in 2016 where I was in the studio, literally in the studio, sitting at the computer editing, and we had to turn out a bunch of programs. It was just hours and hours and hours and hours of sitting. I mean, almost for half a year. And I had really put on some weight. I wasn't working out, and it just crept up. And next thing I know, I was 405 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Now I wore it pretty well. No one really could tell I was that, you know, weighed that much, but the scale didn't lie.
Right. So yeah, 6'2". So you're a tall man, but still, yeah, 405 is a lot.
Sure. Yeah. And now I felt, you know, I didn't feel like I weighed that much. I thought I could still was, you know, I thought I was still quick on my feet. If I had to run down the driveway, I could, but boy, the mirror didn't lie. You know, I could, and I held it, you know, when I gain weight, I hold it right, you know, from my chest to my belly.
Like, what was your waist size at that time? Do you remember?
Yeah. So my waist was probably, you know, pants differ, but 46 to a 48.
Yeah.
Yeah. Currently, right now, I'm down around like a 40 to a 42.
Okay.
On some things. Yep.
Wow. 405 pounds. So that was like, was that the biggest number you saw on the scale?
Absolutely. Yeah. Ever. Yep.
And then when you started intermittent fasting just over a year ago, were you around 405 then, or had you come down a little bit?
I was already at 405 and I, you know, I had blood work done, testosterone, you know, I had a bunch of things checked and cholesterol was high. I had severe acid reflux. Energy was low. My mental, you know, health was just like a bum mood state and testosterone was low. Yeah. Blood pressure high. I think I mentioned that. So
yeah. When you started intermittent fasting, what protocol did you start with and how did that go for you when you first began?
Yeah. So when I started, I chose not to, I didn't want to do any workouts. I just wanted to focus on the, for me, it seemed like this intermittent fasting was like a challenge enough. I just wanted to focus on that. It turned out that that's the easy part. But so for me, I wanted to just focus on it. What I did, I stuck with 16-8, so 16 hours of fasting with an 8-hour window for eating. So I would typically have lunch around noon. We would have dinner around 6 p.m. And then if I was still hungry, I'd have try and have some type of healthy snack before the 8 p.m. cutoff mark came. So I did that for the first 8 months. And I did it Monday through Friday. So the weekends, I didn't restrain myself to the time, to the 16-8. But what I did find out that I was still only really having two meals, you know, on a Saturday and a Sunday. And they were probably a little bit further spread out. I was probably doing maybe like a 12-hour, you know, 12-hour fast. Yeah.
You know, we find that as our bodies get used to intermittent fasting, even if we plan to eat more, sometimes we can't. You know, I was just at the beach with my sister. You know, the first day we were like, we're going to just eat lunch and dinner. We're at the beach. We're on vacation. Restaurants have just opened back up again. So, you know, we're living through the pandemic. It's June 1st and restaurants at the beach just opened up. Sure. I haven't been to a restaurant since, you know, before the pandemic. So we're like, we're going to eat lunch. We're going to eat dinner. The second day we were there, we went and had brunch and we were fully planning to have dinner also. And we were both too full. We were like, yeah, we can't eat another meal. We just had like, I mean, we barely had a snack at the end of the
Sounds
day.
Very familiar. Yeah.
You know, even though you want to, you're like, yeah, I could do whatever I want today. No, still can't.
Sure. So the 16-8, that was for the first 8 months. For the next 4 months, even up until now, I had switched over to one meal a day. And specifically 23-hour fast with a 1-hour window. And instead of Monday through Friday, I had adjusted that to actually 6 days a week.
And what do you do on that seventh day?
So on the seventh day, for the 24 hours, basically Saturday, I would wait until noon to have my meal. But I might have a dinner later Saturday evening. And then Sunday morning would roll around. We typically have a breakfast on Sunday mornings now. And I make sure my last meal for the day on Sunday is right around noon so that I have that 23-hour window until Monday at noon.
So you end up with, you know, a little bit of a longer fast after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great approach because you're doing 23-1 6 days a week, but then you have one day with, you know, the Saturday with the longer eating window.
Sure.
And I think, you know, if you do 23-1 day after day after day after day, our body's really can adjust, but having one day with that longer window keeps your body, you know, keeps it guessing, keeps that metabolism going.
You know, sometimes Sunday, you know, I might not cut off right at noon on Sunday. Sometimes it might be 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. You know, I'm eating something else. But the other thing too is once in a while, I haven't done it for maybe about 6 weeks, but I try and do like a 48-hour fast just once in a while.
And it feels good sometimes to have that long of a fast.
It does. I tried to do a 72-hour one. I think I only got around to 60 hours. But for me, what works is those 48-hour ones, I can definitely pull those off. They're easy to do, I guess, for me. And I like to do them just once in a while. Maybe every 6 to 8 weeks, I'll do one. And then right after that, I make sure that I do have a
good refeed.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. One time, I don't know, it was right after I read Joel Fuhrman's book about fasting, and he talked about doing really long fasts with people. And this was years ago, so this is my disclaimer. I didn't know what I know now. And I'm like, I'm just going to fast until I lose all the weight I want to lose. This was a long time ago. So I made it to 84 hours, and I'm like, why am I doing this? And then I quit, and then I gained every bit of what I had lost, and the longer fast all popped back on. But, you know...
Sure.
Sometimes you're like, I just want to fast and fast and fast. And that just, you know, was not the approach that was right for me. But 84, that's the longest I ever did.
Oh,
and again, I gained every bit of it back after.
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny. When I switched over to that one meal a day, so I had been doing for 8 months, I had been doing 16-8 Monday through Fridays. And when I switched to that one meal a day for 6 days a week, I also started to incorporate working out. And specifically with resistance bands. And I didn't do any cardio, and I'm still not doing any cardio because that you almost get your cardio, you know, working with those. But it's been amazing. Now, years past in my 20s, I've been to the gym and lifted weights, and I am blown away by the amount of muscle mass that I'm able to put on with these rubber bands. I would have never imagined it. So obviously that's boosted my, you know, my weight loss as well. But there was that point when I switched to one meal a day, I started working out with those bands, and it was just for 4 days a week. It'd be a Monday, Tuesday, you take Wednesday off, and you work out Thursday, Friday. And these workouts, and they still are, they're only 12 to 17 minutes a day, 4 to 6 days a week.
That's my kind of workout.
Amazing. Yeah. It's so good. So what was interesting when I started that, my first month of one meal a day and working out, I actually gained weight.
Yeah. I was predicting that. I was waiting for you to say it. Sure. But my brain was like, I bet he gained weight.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, I guess it was the water weight from actually activating my muscles when starting to work out. I also was eating more in my 1 hour window. I was eating, you know, trying to eat more protein. I had first thought it was that. Then after reading and hearing, talking to some folks, I understood it was more due to, you know, putting on a lot of water weight.
Right. Yeah, so, we have the inflammation in our muscles from the workout, and we retain water as part of that process. And so people will often get really like, oh no, why am I gaining weight? What's happening? And sure. You know, eventually the weight gain is going to be also because you're building muscle mass. I mean, that doesn't happen the first week.
Absolutely.
The first week, the weight gain is not increased muscle mass.
Yeah.
But eventually it will be. Or has been, I guess, for you. You've seen probably amazing muscle building.
It's like, whoa, who's that guy?
Yeah.
No, but it's, you know, it's just, it's those things that, wow, I've never built this type of muscle when I was going to the gym in my mid to late 20s. So
love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And but with a 1 hour eating window, that's the part that is so important because people still worry, even though we're like, okay, during the fast, you have increased human growth hormone during the clean fast. You're going to be able to build muscle more easily than in the past. People still think, I've got to eat protein before I work out or immediately after I work out. So how do you time your working out around your eating window? Like, you don't eat immediately after working out, do you?
No. And it's funny. In years past, when I do a type of workout system, what doesn't work for me is doing it at the end of the day because something always comes up or you don't, you know, it's like you're all. So for me, I've always had to do my workouts first thing in the morning. What's so strange about this, I think maybe because it's only 12 to 17 minutes of working out with these bands, and my wife, Hannah, she does this with me. So that's another plus. But we do our workouts in the evening, anytime between 6 and 9 p.m.,
Okay. And so y'all are not in the fasted state when you're doing it. You're doing it after eating.
Yeah. And we would have eaten, you know, noon to one.
Okay.
Yep. And I find, you know, some days what we'll do is, you know, we'll fast a little bit longer so that we eat dinner together, you know, and working out around like 8 o'clock. If I've eaten my big meal around 5 or 5:30, I don't feel good working out.
That's why I was surprised that y'all are working out at night after eating. But that makes more sense since you have usually an earlier window.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're at least, you know, at least 6, maybe sometimes 7 hours since I've eaten, I'm working out. Yeah. Yep.
But it's not like right there on the full stomach of.
Absolutely not. I just kind of get a sick feeling, but just you just not. Ooh. Feeling good.
Yeah, because your body really focuses resources on digestion.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I can't imagine eating a big meal and then doing a big something, you know.
Yep.
Right. So your wife, does she also do 23-1 with you?
So lately she has for probably the last three months or so, not every single day, but for the most part she does. Because right now for her, she's just maintaining right now.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, I'm still, you know, trying to lose weight. So yeah, once in a while she'll have a small dinner, you know, which for her, she'll end up doing a 19-7 for the day.
Yeah. Yep. And even though those don't add up to 24, that's okay. You could fast for 19, have a 7-hour window that works. People are sometimes like, why didn't my numbers add up to 24? Because because overnight you're going through another calendar day. So sometimes they won't. So, yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was a 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
17-7. Yep. But you could do 19-7.
Sure.
And then the next day go, you know, have a
adjust it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because over time, you know, it adds up. But from day to day, it can be wonky. And that really confuses a lot of people that are new because they don't understand how it doesn't add up to 24. Mm-hmm. It does if you just count it on each calendar day. But our fast spans overnight. So we're 2 days worth of – anyway, 2 calendar days. I hope that makes sense. I don't know if I explained that very well. So is she really just at her ideal weight and so happy with her size now?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's a tiny gal. She's 5'2", and at her heaviest, which I didn't think she was heavy, but she was maybe almost 150.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she's down around and hovering right around the 117 right now. Yeah.
Yep. So she's a little bitty thing, and you're so tall.
She's a little tiny thing. I know. Especially with my cowboy boots on. We wear cowboy boots up here in Maine.
Love it. I did not know y'all did.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The good old boys and girls do up here. No, there are a lot of folks that do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we do down here in Georgia, but I didn't know. I mean, not all the time, you know, but we have, you know, you might go to a country bar kind of a thing and wear your cowboy boots. I mean, I have cowboy boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad she's done well. Now, how much weight have you lost?
Sure. So my 1-year anniversary, I had dropped about 76 pounds.
Wow. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Yep. So, and what's interesting, the last couple months, I haven't really lost too much more than that, but I've also been trying to eat as much as I can of protein, like chicken and steak and during my feeding window, and really pushing a little bit harder with my workouts.
Right. So I bet you're seeing a lot of size changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it's, you know, the NSV, you know, the non-scale victory. I guess you would say that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. So I'm trying not to pay too much attention to the scale. It's just a matter of, hey, how do I feel? How do I look? Obviously my clothes are fitting looser. I'm seeing a lot more muscle definition and so could I be eating a little bit better? I could, but I don't want to go crazy about it.
Right.
You know,
you don't want to over restrict. You know? You don't want to. And if you're only eating in a 1-hour window.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be like, now I'm going to eat in a 1-hour window and I'm only going to eat a little bit of this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to eat well and you want to make sure that your body doesn't feel over restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're working out hard. So, you know, maybe even. This might be feel almost counterproductive, but maybe add a second day every week. Like, you know, you're having a Saturday with a longer eating window.
Sure.
Maybe pop one of those in on Tuesday as well. And it almost becomes the up-down day approach. I mean, it kind of is. It's not officially, you know, your full fast or your 500-calorie down day. But, you know, have, you know, an up day on Tuesday and on Saturday and just see if that gets your metabolism a little bit, you know.
Right, yeah.
Up and going.
Kicks it in again. Correct, yeah.
That would only be, though, if you see that you're not losing fat anymore, if you feel like you've stopped.
Right.
But if you're still building muscle and if the only issue is the scale is stopped, that's body recomposition and be like that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so how do you tend to eat? Like what kind of things do you like?
Sure, so we eat a lot of chicken. That's probably the majority is mostly probably grilled chicken. We actually, every year we raise our own meat birds here.
Oh.
And process them ourselves and put them in the the Sealamiel bags, and we usually have enough chicken for an entire year.
That's awesome. So you raise them. Do you live on a farm or just?
We actually live in a 1880. It was built in 1880s.
Right.
Old farmhouse. Yeah. And what's great too, I actually grew up here as a child.
In that same exact house?
Yeah, in this house. And then moved away and, you know, did a bunch of things. And then, you know, my mother ended up just her at the house. Then I had my business out of one part of it for a few years. And then my mother remarried and I met my wife and we ended up buying the house and the property. So we've got 20 acres and an old farmhouse. So we've been over the few last, you know, several years, we've been updating the house inside, taking a room or two and totally update. I feel like I'm living in the Joanna Gaines,
the TV show.
Because my wife, my wife's she's a designer for sure.
Uh huh.
Has great taste, but yeah, that Magnolia style.
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're like living
in one of
those.
Is that your wife's style as well?
Absolutely, and I enjoy it. Yeah, you know, she picks out whatever and I'll help put it in, you know. So
and you know,
been
that's appropriate for an 1880 farmhouse. Farmhouse style is like really like the ideal thing.
Absolutely. So yeah, to answer your question, yes, we live in a farmhouse. We used to have, you know, pigs, chickens, meat birds, not so much pigs now just because we really eat a lot of chicken, not so much pork. But it's been great to be able to do that. You know where your food's coming from. And
oh, yeah.
So yeah, we eat a lot of chicken. But lately, since I've been working out, I've also incorporating a lot of red meat as well. So I'd say chicken, meat. Once in a while, we'll do some delicious salmon. Usually, for the most part, we'll have our chicken on, you know, on salads. And then mm-hmm. I'll usually eat another chicken breast with it, or I'll have a steak with it. I really eat a lot when I do eat.
Now, do you consider yourself low carb? Because I'm not hearing anything about grains or...
Yeah. So during the week, as low carb as I can be, try not to eat any breads or grains. The weekends, that's a different story, you know.
Yeah.
If I want to have a double bacon cheeseburger, you know, with the bun, no problem. We're going to do it.
Right. You know, there's a lot to be said for that way of eating. And, you know, I would never call it a cheat day. I don't believe in that.
That's right.
The
like
idea
your book
of cheating.
Says.
Cheating.
Absolutely.
There's no cheating. But I followed a plan years ago. And it was actually when I was that summer of 2014 when I was trying to be keto and I wasn't losing any weight on keto at all. I lost 0 pounds on keto. Then I discovered the plan called Carb Night. And it was it was carb cycling, basically. And so you were supposed to be low carb 6 days a week. And then the seventh day you had what he called a carb night. And he was big in the weight training community, I think. And the whole thing, you know, talked about the beneficial effect of the carbs hormonally and metabolically after depriving yourself of the carbs all those other days. And he had a lot of science in that book. And so that's actually a legit strategy. Not a cheat day. It's a carb day on purpose.
I like that. I'll have to check that out. Okay.
I remember it had some interesting science in it. It's been a long time. And it was one of those books, I think, that you buy on their website for like $39.95. I don't remember what the price was, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
You download it and then you have the electronic version. And it was that kind of a book. I did a lot of that kind of book downloading back in the day when I was searching for, you know, the magical plan.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Right. But I just remember he did have a lot of science and it was the benefits of both being low carb, but not the detrimental effects that he felt that you had if you were completely low carb all the time. Like he did not feel like that was a good long-term strategy, that we needed that carb refeed, basically.
Sure. Yep. Yep. And
we all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Optimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients.
Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories. Promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/IFSTORIES. Promo code IFSTORIES10.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
My wife, Hannah, she really feels gluten really affects her. She can really feel it. She has a day of eating, you know, lots of gluten bread, and she'll really feel it at the end of the day. For me, not so much, but I don't, there's so much gluten-free products out there that taste great that right. If we are going to have a carb day, or, you know, if we're going to have pizza once in a while, I'll order a gluten-free pizza too. Or, you know, we'll have burgers with gluten-free bread. Or so that's the one thing as far as breads that we might migrate to, you know, on a weekend day.
Yeah. Yeah. If she has trouble with gluten, that totally makes sense.
Sure.
And, you know, if she feels better with the gluten-free, so she can do the gluten-free breads and have no problem.
Sure. And, you know, bouncing back to my wife, when we had talked about, I think we were talking about how tiny she is, but for her, she'd come home. This is before we did this intermittent fasting. She'd come home, and during the day, I mean, it's not like she's eating any junk food. She's just trying to eat healthy, and dinners, we're trying to have healthy dinners. She'd come home, she'd get on the treadmill for half an hour. And this was for like a year or more. And just, she wasn't dropping the weight.
Right.
So this whole thing was like the IF was like the key.
Yeah, it really is. And we tried so hard. You know, she's working out, she's on the treadmill, she's probably trying to eat well.
Yep. Yep.
She's the, you know, quote, right foods and eat healthy foods. And, you know, the whole missing link is the intermittent fasting and giving your body time in the fasted state to tap into your fat stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, was black coffee a struggle for y'all? Or do you drink coffee? You might not drink it at all.
Yeah. So I really don't drink it. My wife does drink it. So for her, obviously, when she really needed it, black coffee only. And then on Sundays, when we have our breakfast, we actually put a little creamer in it. And I will actually have coffee on Sundays, typically. Yeah.
But you're not a black coffee drinker during the week. You don't.
No,
you don't
not at all. So I was.
Have, you know, any coffee?
I don't have any coffee. And obviously, my fasts are clean. I only drink water. Yeah. Yep.
We just hear from so many people that the black coffee is such a stumbling block for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
So just
Absolutely.
Don't drink it at all. Don't have any coffee at all.
Yeah.
And that'll solve it.
I never got into just drinking coffee. I enjoy it once in a while.
It really is funny because I can remember back in, I guess it was the early 2000s, you know, there wasn't a Starbucks on every corner. I didn't drink coffee at all until maybe I was 40, late 30s, early 40s, but I didn't drink coffee, period. But once I started drinking it, it was, you know, lattes,
here we go.
Those creamers, there we go. And and is it a coincidence that that is right when my weight problem started?
Okay.
I don't think so. That's really started gaining weight a lot. And I was always drinking one of those, you know, lattes. It might have had artificial sweetener in it at the time, depending on what health kick I was on, depending on what I put it in there. But sure. For a while, I was using that fat-free, sugar-free powdered creamer.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know what that was made of. But gross. But I was eating that and drinking that. I mean, I say eating it, but it's, you know, drinking it. no wonder I had trouble with my weight.
Right.
That's not good at all. So you just stick to water, just plain water. Do you have any fizzy water?
No. Okay. So let's see. This was almost early fall, and I was down in Houston, Texas. That's where my business partner is. And we had a big production in the Houston area, and Topo Chico.
Yeah.
I had seen so many people in the Facebook group drinking it and mentioning it. And I was just, okay.
Gotta try it.
Yeah. And I wasn't looking for it around here at all and never really had it. And my cousin actually had it in his fridge down there. Yeah. I was introduced to that and it was just like, wow, this stuff is so good. So long story short, I ended up ordering some and having it shipped here. And then I found it locally. So once in a while, I will have one of those during my window. Once in a while, I might have one a couple hours after. Yeah, they are just so delicious. And I think now they have, there's a grapefruit and a lime, but I just...
And those are perfect for your eating window, not the fast.
Correct. Yep.
Little gin tip there. But yeah, absolutely. I don't love Topo Chico, which is funny. I like San Pellegrino, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I haven't tried that. Yeah.
But they're all different with like the level of bubbles. Also, I think I like them... Well, Topo Chico is mineral water, but it's like more effervescent than San Pellegrino. The bubbles are lighter on your tongue, I guess. And so I just like San Pellegrino better than Perrier or Topo Chico or any of those. But Topo Chico is a fan favorite. We do know that.
I have a do not do tip for the Topo Chico.
Okay.
I thought I'd get fancy. And on the one weekend, I took, a bunch of fresh fruits and chopped them up and then squished them down in the bottle thinking that, I'm going to really give this a unique taste. Well, it ended up making it very flat.
Oh, yeah, like, I bet.
It all just went flat and it wasn't too good. So, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Just eat your fruit.
There you go. But yeah, I love a good fizzy water, especially in the summer as the temperatures are getting warmer. Like I didn't drink a lot of it during the winter. I found myself drinking hot water in a mug. But now that it's hot, I'm pulling back out that San Pellegrino.
Yeah. Same here. Yep.
Well, that's good. So you talked about some health challenges that you were having when you were, prior to intermittent fasting, when you were 405 pounds, you had acid reflux, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and your mental health was not good. How have those things been since then?
So I forgot to mention one, and this is probably the biggest one. I don't know why I didn't mention it. Psoriasis.
Oh.
Yep. I guess it was like around when I turned 30. This is like, 10 or 11 years ago, I started to get psoriasis, like scalp psoriasis, and then a little bit of psoriasis behind my ears. And I guess it does run in my family. My mother had very light, scalp psoriasis, nothing severe. My uncle on my father's side does have light psoriasis around his elbows. For me, I started to develop psoriasis, but throughout my 30s, as I mentioned to you, I'd eat worse and worse. And by the time I turned 40, I was 405 pounds. Well, I had developed pretty serious psoriasis around my elbows and my knees. And I had a very large patch, I would say about maybe a 4 to 5 inch circle on my lower back.
Is it itchy or painful?
So mine, it was pretty like plaque psoriasis. So it would itch a little bit, but it was just the one on my back, was the one that appeared first.
Right.
Yeah. And then my elbows, the last few years, those started developing. They got huge because the last few years was when I really put on the majority of my weight. So since intermittent fasting, the huge patch on my back is completely gone.
Wow.
And my large patches on my elbows, they are almost cleared up. My knees are extremely better. They're clearing up. They're not totally gone yet, but they are definitely clearing up.
That's so fabulous.
That's been the huge thing for me. And because I do not believe in the drugs that are pretty severe side effects to take care of that stuff. I just think there's a natural approach to everything. And obviously it was my weight gain and what I was putting into my body. My body was not liking it. That's been the most just amazing thing for me is that my psoriasis, major psoriasis has been clearing up. The other thing, blood pressure, my blood pressure wasn't extremely high. It wasn't high enough to be able to have to take recommended.
A medication, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was like borderline, okay. But that's down to normal levels.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, testosterone is up from the levels. My testosterone was low, quite low.
So it just went up naturally.
Yeah, yep. Also, cholesterol wasn't bad, but that's in very normal levels now. And then acid reflux, I would get pretty bad acid reflux and to the point where I just wake up in the middle of the night with it, you know, just kind of coming up. It was
right.
Not good. Yeah.
That's better. Is it completely better?
Gone. Or? Yeah. None. I don't have that at all anymore.
That is fabulous.
Yeah.
That really is. I mean, that's a long list of great health benefits right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, just energy levels and mental state is just, man, once you start feeling good about yourself again, you know, it's a lot changes. So
if you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah. Not only do you feel better because you're not trying to search for the solution. Like I know for me, for so many years, I felt just in a bad place. Yes, I was obese. That felt bad. But also the thought that I was just searching and searching for this answer that had to be out there, but I kept failing. And then I felt like, a big loser. Why can't I do this?
Sure.
I felt so many negative things towards myself during those mm-hmm. years because I was like, why can't I fix this?
Yeah. I understand this isn't like overnight or within a month or two, you know, it's going to be a slow process.
Right.
It took for me last time I was the best shape of my life was when I was 30. And here I am 10 years later. You know, it took 10 years to get to 405. It's not going to take half a year to get back down. You know,
right.
You need to understand that it's just one day at a time. And then that's all you can do. Yeah. It's just all of a sudden you'll just be in that situation. I remember when I first joined the private Facebook group and I would see these stories and pictures and I just was like, I was so inspired. This is like, wow, this is amazing. And then a few, 3 or 4 months into it, here I am. I'm posting like one of the face thing Fridays. I forget what
face to face Friday.
Face to face
call them. Yeah.
Yeah. I did one of those and it's like, holy smokes, look at my face, you know, after four
yeah,
months.
Yeah, people need to take pictures.
Yeah.
Just, you know, even if you don't think, people will be like, intermittent fasting is not working. Well, take some photos of your face and compare them every few weeks. You'll see.
Sure. I remember saying like at that 4 month mark, like, whoa, here I am posting in the
right.
group, you know, a bit of a success story, you know, and then next thing I know, here I am doing my, you know, I'd posted my before picture and my 1 year anniversary photo. And it's like, whoa. Way different, you know, and here I am one of those. It was less than a year ago when I joined the group. I'd been fasting for maybe 4 months, but I'm like, man, here I am. Like I'm posting a pretty cool success story in here. Yeah, it was awesome. And the feedback from folks and you know, how you end up inspiring others. It's just
exactly.
Awesome.
That's the whole name of the game. That's the beauty of these support groups is, you know, mm-hmm. helping one another to see that, number one, it's a lifestyle and, you know, not just a quick fix diet. Number mm-hmm. two, you know, you're going to see amazing changes that might not all be just your weight changes. You know, you're
sure.
going to see other things as well. But just seeing the glow, the vibrancy, we just look so much healthier.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It just shows on our faces.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I see a lot of folks, they look younger.
Then
there's like a handful of people I've seen that post photos. It's like, they look like their children, you know?
Oh,
like,
it's true.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It really is. You know, you lose that inflamed look, the inflammation look. You lose it, and the puffiness.
Certainly.
People get, their eyes get bigger.
Yeah. Yep. Skin. Yeah. Glowing skin. It's just, I mean, obviously, you know, losing the weight and feeling better, looking better. That's obviously number one. It's been great. But I tell you what, right close to it has been just being part of the group on Facebook with everybody else. It's just, that's been just almost as much.
Well, I'm so glad. It's a lot of work. Those groups are a lot of work and growing so fast, which is a great thing.
I know.
Yeah. I wonder how many people we'll have in the group when this comes out in September.
I know.
But we just hit just over 260,000 in the big group. And overall, we have over 370,000 combined in all the groups. But it is unreal. So who knows what it where it will take us. But it's exciting watching intermittent fasting, you know, take off and become more popular and become, you know, a lifestyle for people. That's what I love to see. Now, have you inspired anyone in your real life? I know your wife does it with you, but other than your wife, anybody else watching your progress and trying it?
Yes, the answer is yes. There are a couple of my friends that, you know, with their wives that have, you know, just been inspired on how we've changed since they last saw us. And this is, you know, what's funny is, well, it's not funny, but this whole, we haven't seen a lot of folks since maybe February, end of
February. Because we've been home.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, just wait till, you know, summer's coming, the campgrounds have opened here, and, you know, so we're going to see a lot more of our family and friends. But the ones that we did see several months ago, yeah, they're asking like, wow, you guys, what are you doing? You know, and so we've been able to just, I guess, introduce what we're doing without, and I try not to use like, oh, I'm fasting. You know, I don't say that. I just say, I changed up my eating windows. When I eat, you know, I'm eating better and I'm working out now. But yeah, it's just the time when I eat. I eat my certain foods certain times during the day. And then that opens that whole conversation up. So
yeah, I think using the words time-restricted eating are such a good way to sell it to people versus, I mean, that's actually, you know, if you read the medical literature, the journal articles where they do the studies, they call it time-restricted feeding, perhaps, if it's mice, because they're feeding them. But, you know, we could call it time-restricted eating.
Yep.
That just sounds more palatable.
Sure.
Versus, you know, like when I was first writing Fast, Feast, Repeat, and actually before I even wrote it, my new book, I was talking to my literary agent and she was like, now, should we change what we call it and call it, you know? And I'm like, well, I mean, it's the cat's out of the bag. Intermittent fasting is going to be the term that we continue to use because that's just the umbrella term. But within the whole idea of intermittent fasting, we've got, you know, alternate day fasting, but then time-restricted eating. Mm-hmm. And so for anybody who's struggling with explaining it to other people, those words are powerful. I follow time-restricted eating.
Yeah.
You don't scare them with fasting. Because you say fasting and some people you know, imagine, you know, struggle. It sounds,
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's been really great. You know, a couple of our close friends, you know, when they got into it and they started seeing after just, you know, a few weeks or so, they're seeing results and they're just all excited about it. And it's fun to, you know, they're sending us texts and just open our window and with, you know, so it's been fun and they're having some great success with it as well. And obviously they're part of the Facebook group and we're seeing them interact, you know, on there as well.
Love it.
And yeah. So it's just great.
There really is no better feeling than seeing somebody that is a friend and watching them transform as well. You know, for me, I mean, I love all the people in the Facebook groups, but there is something special when I'll notice that someone I went to high school with has now joined the group, you know, and there they are. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I remember her from high school and now she's posting, interacting and, you know, or some guy I went to college with and there he is. I love everybody's story, but it's really fun to see those friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just such a good feeling to know. And, you know, you don't know who or how, you don't know how you're changing their life for the future.
Sure. Yep.
And how it's going to be different. Yeah. I love it. And do y'all have children at all?
No, we are trying.
Okay.
And that was one of the biggest things. Like we knew we were like, okay, we have to get healthy. You know,
right.
We have to get
healthy. Before kids. Yeah.
And I know that was one of the things to, for, you know, motivations for us to stick with it. So yeah, no kids as of yet, but it's in the works. How's that?
Well, yeah, I love it. Well, we'll look forward to following that as well. Keep us
awesome.
Posted.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was kind of a personal question. Sorry.
Sure. That's all right. Let's get it out there.
We'll just ask all the personal questions.
Yeah, we'll just get it out there.
You know, any other non-scale victories that you haven't shared yet, or have you gotten to pretty much all of them?
Yeah, I mean, that's much as I can think of right now. I think the biggest thing is just feeling good again about yourself. You know, and it's like you want to go and do more things. You want to go, you know, when someone invites you to a party, there's yes, you're going, maybe or no. And it's like we're doing less of the maybe and more of the yes.
Good. So, I love it.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's been great. And for me, I mean, you know, I used to be pretty active, you know, snowboarding and doing things outside. And so I'm now getting into a new sport, and it's those e-boards, like electric boards. They're like long boards with big tires. And, you know, so
do you ride them on the pavement? Where do you ride those?
Yeah, you can. So yeah, the one I'm getting here is, you can ride on the pavement, or it's also off-road. The suspension on it is kind of like one of those Baja trucks. I mean, you can take it on off-road. So it's just wanting to get into another sport, outside activity, you know, kind of, you know, this is a little bit of an extreme sport, but I'm really looking forward to that.
Not
so
motorized.
Yes, they are electric.
Okay. Yeah. So Okay.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. You can go about 20 to 25 miles with it, and it'll go up to 35 miles an hour.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
But yeah, not that we're going to crank it up that high, but it's kind of an extreme sport, but man, I'm all about like getting into something active outside.
Well, it sounds fun.
You know, and sure. Yeah.
It's all about having fun. So we are almost out of time. What would you tell someone just starting out with intermittent fasting, or what do you wish you knew when you started?
Oh, great question. I would tell somebody to just one day at a time, just focus. There's a lot of information. Take it one day at a time. I would say don't weigh yourself every single day, but that's just me. You know, the other part of what I would tell them is get on the Facebook group, because you're going to see so much information, so many stories, you know, their challenges and their successes. And it's a great community. And I get so much out of just being part of that community. It's amazing.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, because, you know, like I said, it's a lot of work, but I think it's so important because you feel like you're doing it with, you know, a third of a million people.
Sure. Yeah.
It's very helpful to know that you're not alone.
Yeah. And everyone's different.
Right.
You know, not everyone's going to have the same results, but if you fall off the horse there for a day or two or a week, just one day at a time, get back on and focus one day at a time. Yeah.
I love that advice. Really, one day at a time, I think is such good advice. Don't focus on, gosh, how long is this going to take me to get where I want to go? You know, or timelines, or trying to get, you know, just your body's going to do what it does.
Absolutely. It'll happen before you know it. Like with me, before you know it, 3 or 4 months will go by and you're taking a photo of your face and doing a face-to-face Friday, and you're going to see a big difference, or your clothes are going to start. I'm down to from 4XL down to 3XL and some 2XLs.
Fabulous.
You know, it's just, yeah. So, yeah, one day at a time, folks.
I love it. Well, Kit, thank you so much for being here today, and I look forward to following your progress more over time.
Jen, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Yeah, looking forward to checking out your new book coming out.
Thank you. By the time this airs, I hope that you've had a chance to read it, and I hope everybody loves it. But right now, we are 2 weeks away, and I'm so excited.
Cool. Cool.
2 weeks away as of recording date. But anyway, thank you so much. And it was great to talk to you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com and I'll add you to the lineup. That's GIN@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on.
Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.